Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another edition of Inland Folk. This is Inland Folk for the 29th of October. This is Halloween week, and we're not doing a lot of Halloween stuff this year just because we're not. You'll be inundated with Halloween-y things. We do have one track from Heidi Muller's brand new album. We just heard Heidi doing the Good Road theme. We have one track from Heidi Muller's brand new album called, it's either called Up Hurricane Creek or Hurricane Creek. Can't remember, but anyway, it's about All Hallows Eve. It's about that time, those spaces where we can sort of be with and think about those people in the other world, and that communication between this world and their world. And you know, All Hallows Eve, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, that kind of thing. It's a great song. And that'll be coming up in the second hour of the show. And we will do that, alrighty. But this hour, we're focusing again on Dylan. And don't worry, you're not going to hear a lot of Bob Dylan. It's okay. We're going to hear a lot of people who interpret Bob Dylan. And we did some of this last week. There'll be less Dylan in this show, I promise you, okay? It'll be a lot of other really good folks, from John Gorka to Eliza Gilkison to, oh man, Caged Elephant, Tom Russell, Joan Baez, Pete Seeger. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. And Dylan is sometimes much better when he's being interpreted rather when he himself is doing his stuff. Let me show you. Joan Baez, who I think is one of the best interpreters ever of Bob Dylan. And this is her version, a live version of Farewell Angelina. It goes like this.
Bells of the crown are being stolen by bandits. I must follow the sound. The triangle tingles, the trumpets play slow. Farewell, Angelina. The sky is trembling, and I must go. There's no need for anger and no need for blame. There's nothing to prove, everything's still the same. Just a table standing empty by the edge of the sea means farewell, Angelina. The sky's trembling and I must leave. Have forsake the courtyard, and 52 gypsies now file past the guards. In the space where the deuce and the ace once ran wild, farewell, Angelina. The sky is changing color. I'll see you in a while. They dance Valentino type tangles while the makeup man's hands shut the eyes of the dead, not to embarrass anyone. Farewell, Angelina, the sky's embarrassed, and I must be gone. The machine guns are roaring, and the puppets heave rocks, and the fiends nail time bombs to the hands of the clock. Erupting, I must go where it's quiet. Ring them bells, ye heathen, from the city that dreams. Sanctuaries across the valleys and streams, for they're deep and they're wide, and the world's on its side, and time is running backwards, and so is the bride. Ring them bells, St. Peter, where the four winds blow. The sun is going down upon sacred cow. Ring them bells, sweet Martha, for the poor man's son. Ring them bells so the world will know that God is one, and the shepherd's asleep where the willow. Death. Ring them bells for all of us who are left. Ring them bells for the chosen few who will judge the many when the day is through. Ring them bells for the time that flies, for the child that cries when her innocence dies. Ring them bells, St. Catherine, from the top of the room. Ring them bells from the fortress, for the lilies that bloom, for the lives they are long, and the fighting is strong, and they're breaking down the distance between right.
Oh, Dusty down to the station. Booked Williams and Zinger for first degree murder.
Maybe it's the weather or something like that. But mama, you've been on my mind. I don't mean trouble, please don't put me down, don't get upset, I am not pleading. Or say it, I can't forget you, I do not walk the floor, bow down in bed, but yet, mama, you're just on my mind. Even though my mind is hazy and my thoughts, they might be narrow, where you've been, don't bother me, or bring me down with sorrow. It don't even matter where you're waking up tomorrow, but mama, you're just on my mind. Understand me, I'm not calling for you to go, I'm just breathing to myself, pretending not that I don't know that, mama, you've been on my mind.
It's not first verse.
When you know I won't be near, I'd just be curious to know if you can see yourself as clear as someone who has had you on his mind.
One, two, three.
Live in a political world, love don't have any place. We're living in times where men commit crimes, and crime don't have a face. We live in a political world, icicles hanging down.
Wedding bells ring and angels sing and clouds cover up the ground.
We live in a political world, where mercy walks the plank.
Life is in mirrors, death disappears, up steps to the nearest bank.
We live in a political world, courage is a thing of the past.
The house of 100 children, not one, the next day could be your last.
Live in a political world, one you can see and feel.
But there's no one to check, it's all a stack deck, we all know for sure that's real.
We live in a political world, cities are lonesome fear.
Little by little you turn in the middle, but you're never sure why you're here.
Live in a political world, under the microscope.
You can travel anywhere and hang yourself there, you always got more than enough rope.
Live in a political world, turning and thrashing about.
Soon as you're awake, you're trained to take what looks like the easy way out.
Away from the door to wander some more, put up against the wall. We live in a political world, love don't have any place.
We're living in times where men commit crimes, and crime don't have a face.
you masters of war. You that build all the guns, you that build the death place, you that build all the guns, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind desks. I just want you to know I can't see through your masks. You've never done nothing but to build and destroy. You play with my world as your little toy. You put a drug in my head, then you hide from my eyes. Then you turn and run farther when the bullets fly like Judas Elbow. You lie in D.C. A world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes and I see through your brain. Like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You that fasten all the triggers for the others to fire. Then you sit back and watch while the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that could ever be hurled, the fear to bring children into this world. For threatening my baby, I'm born in a name. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young, you might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know, though I'm younger than you, even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? Oh, I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy your soul. And I hope that you die and your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket in the pale afternoon, and I'll walk as your Lord till I'm sure that you're dead.
see the morning light. Well, it's not because I'm an early riser. I didn't get to sleep last night. Well, I'm walking down the line. Lord, I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line. My feet will be flying to tell about my troubled mind. I got a heavy-headed gal. I got a heavy-headed gal. I got a heavy-headed gal. She ain't feeling well. When she's better, only time will tell. She's walking down the line. She's walking down the line. She's walking down the line. Her feet will be fine. Tell about her troubles, mine. My money comes and goes. My money comes and goes. Pockets of my clothes. Well, I'm walking down the line. Well, I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line. My feet will be flying to tell about my troubled mind. I got my walking shoes. I got my walking shoes and I ain't gonna lose. I guess I got the walking blues from walking down the line. From walking down the line. I'm walking down the line. My feet will be fine. Tell about my trouble of mine. Yeah, I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line.
Oh, Robin and Linda Williams kind of lightening it up there after that heavy-duty Masters of War with Eddie Vedder and Mike McCready. And we also heard Cage the Elephant and their version of The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll, which is such a great song. This is all interpretations of Dylan and Dylan. We did hear Dylan with Joan Baez as they fumbled their way through Mama, You've Been On My Mind. And we also heard Joan Baez do that wonderful version of Farewell Angelina. Anyway, there was a lot of stuff in that half hour, and there's lots more coming up in the next half hour. And then we'll just leave Dylan alone for the next 100 years or so, okay? We have to take a little bit of a break. Yes, we do. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming back with Eliza Gilkison and her version of Love Minus Zero, No Limits, and lots more stuff. Tom Russell, Pete Seeger. Hang in there. We're coming back. Hang on, hang on, hang on.
All you have to do to listen to the station is flip a switch, open an app, or click a mouse. But our programs help you discover something new every day. The story you hear may help you think about the subject in ways you never considered or drive you to learn more about a topic. Expand your horizons every time you listen to Northwest Public Radio.
Cloudy skies and showers today, with high temperatures in the upper 50s. Pullman is expecting a high of 54, Lewiston 59. More rain tonight with low temperatures dropping into the lower 40s. Look for the rain to continue tomorrow and through the middle of next week. So prepare for a wet Halloween.
Speaks like silence, without ideals or violence. He doesn't have to say he's faithful, yet he's true like ice, like fire. People carry roses, make promises by the hours. My love, he laughs like the flowers. Valentine can't buy him. In the dime stores and bus stations, people talk of situations, read books, repeat quotations, draw conclusions on the wall. Don't speak of the future. My love, he speaks softly. He knows there's no success like failure, and that failure's no success at all.
Say that vanity got the best of him, but he sure left here in style. By the way, that's a cute hat you're wearing, and a smile so hard to resist. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this? You know, I once knew woman that looked like you. She want a whole man, not just a half. She used to call me sweet daddy when I was only a child. You kind of remind me of her when you laugh. In order to deal in this game, you got to make the queen disappear, and it's done with a figure to rest. But what's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this? You know, a woman like you should be at home. That's where you belong. Taking care of somebody nice who don't know how to do you wrong. Just how much abuse will you be able to take? But there's no way to tell by the first kiss. Tell me, baby, what's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this? You know you can make a name for yourself. You can hear the tires squeal. You can be known as the most beautiful woman who ever crawled across cut glass to make a deal. You know news of you has come down the line even before you came in the door. They say in your father's house there are many, many mansions. Each one got a fireproof floor. Snap out of it, baby. People are jealous of you. They smile in your face, but behind your back they hiss. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this? You got to be an important person to be in here, honey. You gotta done some evil deed. You got to have your own harem when you come in the door. You got to play your harp until your lips bleed. They say patriotism is the last refuge to which a scoundrel clings. Still a little and to throw you in jail. Steal a lot and to make you king. And one step down from here, baby, it's called a land of permanent bliss. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this?
Darling young one, I've strayed on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I've crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of 12 dead oceans. Been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's hard, 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 hard. It's a hard rains are gonna fall. What did you see, my blue-eyed son? What did you see, my darling young one? I saw a newborn babe with the wild wolves around it. I saw a highway of golden with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with a blood that kept dripping. Saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. Saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. Saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's hard, 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 hard. It's a hard rains are gonna fall. What did you hear, my blue-eyed son? What did you hear, my darling young one? I heard the roar of a thunder, it roared out a warning. Heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. Heard 100 drummers whose hands were blazing. Heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. Heard the song of a poet that died in the gutter. Heard the sound of a clown that cried in the alley. Heard the sound of one person who cried he was human. And it's hard, 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 hard as the hard rains are gonna fall. Who did you meet, my blue-eyed son? Who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. I met one man, he was wounded in love. I met another man, he was wounded in hatred. And it's hard, 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 it's a hard rain are gonna fall. Well, what'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? What'll you do now, my darling young one? I'm going back out before the rain starts a-falling. I'll walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty, where the pellets of poison are flooding my waters, where the home in the valley meets the dark, dirty prison, where the executioner's face is always well hidden, where hunger is ugly, where souls are forgotten, where black is the color, where none is the number. And I'll see it and tell it and think it and breathe it, and reflect from the mountain so all souls can see it. And I'll stand on the ocean until I start sinking, but I'll know my song well before I start singing. And it's hard, 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 it's a hard rain are gonna
fall. Festival was over, the boys were all planning for a fall. The cabaret was quiet, except for the drilling in the wall. The curfew had been lifted and the gambling wheel shut down. Anyone with any sense had already left town. He was standing in the doorway, looking like the Jack of Hearts. He moved across the mirrored room, set it up for everyone, he said. Then everyone commenced to do what they were doing before he turned their head. Then he walked up to a stranger and he asked him with a grin, Could you kindly tell me, friend, what time the show begins? Then he moved into the corner, face down like the Jack of Hearts.
Backstage, the girls were playing five cards stud by the stairs. Lily had two queens. She was hoping for a third to match her pair. Outside, the streets were filling up, the windows open wide. The chill breeze was blowing, you could feel it from inside. Lily called another bet, she drew up the Jack of Hearts.
Big Jim was no one's fool, he owned the town's only diamond mine. He made his usual entrance, looking so dandy and so fine. With his bodyguards and silver cane and every hair in place, he took whatever he wanted to and he laid it all to waste. But his bodyguard and silver cane were no match for the Jack of Hearts.
Rosemary combed her hair, took a carriage into town. She slipped in through the side door, looking like a queen without a crown. She fluttered her false eyelashes and whispered in his ear, "Sorry, darling, that I'm late," but he didn't seem to hear. He was staring into space over at the Jack of Hearts.
I know I've seen that face before, Big Jim was thinking to himself. Maybe down in Mexico or a picture up on somebody's shelf. But then the crowd began to stamp their feet and the house lights did dim. And in the darkness of the room there was only Jim and him, staring at the butterfly who just drew the Jack of Hearts.
Lily was a princess, she was fair-skinned and precious as a child. She did whatever she had to do, she had that certain flash every time she smiled. She'd come away from a broken home and lots of strange affairs, with men in every walk of life which took her everywhere. But she'd never met anyone quite like the Jack of Hearts.
The hanging judge came in unnoticed and was being wined and dined. The drilling in the wall kept up, but no one seemed to pay it any mind. It was known all around that Lily had Jim's ring, and nothing would ever come between Lily and the king. No, nothing ever would, except maybe the Jack of Hearts.
Rosemary started drinking hard and seeing her reflection in the knife. She was tired of the attention, tired of playing the role of Big Jim's wife. She'd done a lot of bad things, even once tried suicide. Was looking to do just one good deed before she died. She was gazing to the future, riding on the Jack of Hearts. Lily washed her face, took her dress off and buried it away. Has your luck run out? She laughed at him. Well, I guess you must have known it would someday. Be careful not to touch the wall, there's a brand new coat of paint. I'm glad to see you're still alive and looking like a saint. Down the hallway, footsteps were coming for the Jack of Hearts.
The backstage manager was pacing all around by his chair. There's something funny going on, he said, I can just feel it in the air.
He went to get the hanging judge, but the hanging judge was drunk. As the leading actor hurried by in the costume of a monk, there was no actor anywhere better than the Jack of Hearts.
Lily's arms were locked around the man that she dearly loved to touch. She forgot all about the man she couldn't stand, who hounded her so much. I've missed you so, she said to him, and he felt she was sincere. But just beyond the door, he felt jealousy and fear. Just another night in the life of Jack of Hearts.
No one knew the circumstance, but they say that it happened pretty quick. The door to the dressing room burst open and a Colt revolver clicked. And Big Jim was standing there, you couldn't say surprise. Rosemary right beside him, steady in her eyes. She was with Big Jim, she was leaning toward the Jack of Hearts. Two doors down, the boys finally made it through the wall. They cleaned out the bank safe. It said they got off with quite a haul. In the darkness by the riverbank, they waited on the ground for one more member who had business back in town. They couldn't go no further without the Jack of Hearts. The next day was hanging day. The sky was overcast and black. Big Jim lay covered up, killed by a penknife in the back. And Rosemary on the gallows, she didn't even blink. The hanging judge was sober, he hadn't had a drink. The only person on the scene missing was the Jack of Hearts. The cabaret was empty now, a sign said closed for repair. Lily had already taken all of the dye out of her hair. She was thinking about her father, who she very rarely saw, but thinking about Rosemary and thinking about the law. But most of all, she was thinking about the Jack of Hearts.
I think that is the best version of Lily Rosemary and the Jack of Hearts. I think it's better than Dylan's version, actually. Joan Baez did a pretty good version on her on stage album, but she forgot a verse. She actually acknowledges that in one of her songbooks. What a cool song. What an elusive song. There was supposed to be a movie that was to have been made of that whole story. Lily Rosemary and the Jack of Hearts. And before that, Pete Seeger, Hard Rain Gonna Fall, Guy Davis in that set, Eliza Gilkison as well. So we're going to quit looking at Dylan because we've done enough. But I just wanted to, you know, show the audience and show all of you the diversity of Bob Dylan. And so we've heard so many interpretations of a lot of his songs, and there are so many, 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 many more out there. Not to mention the hundreds of recordings of Blowin' in the Wind, and the times they are changing, and you know, all of that stuff, all the more popular things. But there are some really, really good compilations of Bob Dylan material. And this Chimes of Freedom that Amnesty International put out, this four CD set, is just amazing. We heard the Carolina Chocolate Drops from that set. We heard Cage the Elephant from that set. Last week, we heard a bunch of stuff from that set. It's a wonderful set. So anyway, if you're looking for Dylan and want to find Dylan, he's all over the place, in places where you wouldn't even expect folks that have recorded Bob Dylan songs. So there you go. And, of course, we did this on account of the Nobel Literature Prize, which up to this point, Dylan himself has not even acknowledged yet, which is, like, what do you expect? And so we'll see where that goes. He may not get it, or if he may not be there to get it. Who knows? Alrighty. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University, Yuen Jung Shin, doing the playlist. We're recording the show really early in the morning. We both got up and we got here at 6 in the morning. That is nuts. That is just nuts. We're going to be coming right back. You just hang on. Hang on. Hang on. We're coming back.
Shachi